What's going on, guys? It's Smoke Busters with your host, Madman Plant, at Cowboy Cup, day number 2. And I got a really interesting guy with me that I'm about to introduce you to, and he's all about funny business and dicks, dude. This is cool.
I'll pretty much sums it up right now, man. The idea was make some dicks and see what happens.
Yeah? So tell people your name and your company.
Yeah, the name is Joseph Herner, and right now, I mean, I don't really have a company name. You know, it's just 2 Kings 3D is what we call it, if anything. But right now, we're just starting out prototypes, and I've got a lot of ideas coming down that we're going to work with.
All right, so give people a little bit of the backstory. Why do these exist, and why are people loving these?
The point of this was I had a 3D printer back in February, and I said, fuck it, I wanted to start making stuff. I had it turned off. I wanted to do something with it. So I started looking around. I found this model without the whole base on it. And if you watch Jackass, it's the guy that uses his dick and balls for a lot of jokes.
Yep.
So they did a model of his, put it on there. I just went to work. There was one issue with the ankles, which is why we have a base on there. But other than that, first couple of 5 came out good. And I started putting piercings on, put hats on, tried to make a bunch of shit. And then, yeah. The whole reason that it started for selling-wise is a buddy of mine back over here, who's my next-door neighbor, he saw it one day and was like, fuck it, you need to just bring this to Cowboy Cup. Like, this is going to sell. And everyone that's come by has looked at it, laughed, and then either they go on and they're just talking about it, or they come and pick one up.
That's awesome. So now, are you doing just these size models or the big models? How big can you get with a penis here?
I can get, currently, I would say about a foot by a foot up to 2 feet. But right now, I have this as my largest model. I have a smaller size, and then I have a miniature, but those are all gone.
Very cool. So now, the top hat, the piercing, are these evolutions? Are you going to actually change the shape and size of this as well, or is it just going to stay what we're looking at?
That is an interesting question. I will try to change it. I'm working on a very simple CAD system to try and like mold all these together. But the real situation is this was a base model that I had to work with, so I don't have any other reference points. Creating one, yes, but how long will that take me? I don't know.
Yeah, so we're 3D printing as well. So we're a 3D printing manufacturer of garden tools and smoke accessories, and we use Fusion 360, which if you don't have a solid CAD work, CAD base, use that, or SolidWorks, really good.
All right.
I like Fusion 360 because you can just pay the monthly, just in case, you know, you can do month to month.
Yeah.
But I really like the designs, and I like the unique that you put the base to it. Now, where's the hole for?
So that was the reason I put the base on initially, right? So I made the original piece, and the fucking ankles kept breaking. So I take them off, and all the ankles break. I'm like, fuck this, it's just not working. So I put a base on there. There was no hole on it. Then all the testicles came out halfway done, and they looked like shit, and I wasn't gonna sell those. So I had to figure out how I was gonna fix this, and I figured out if I could do a little hole punch in there, that works. It makes a support system that's good enough. I've had some dude come up to me already and say, you can do this as chest pieces, make it magnetic, and put a little cover over it with a magnet on there.
That's awesome. Yeah, put this on the side of the fridge, put it on your friend's car.
Fuck yeah.
So now, do you do any other 3D printing besides the penises, or is this just it right now? This is like you're playing the fame.
I'm doing custom orders right now, but really just like I wanted to manufacture a bunch of dicks, so I'll put my name out there. It's a very funny aspect, and a lot of people just laugh. So that was the main idea.
So now, have you been out of country with your sales yet?
I actually have taken one to, not Montana, what is it? It went out to Canada. I can't remember the actual territory's name, but I'll have to ask her over Discord. It went to a friend of mine's mother, and she now uses it to hold scrunchies, and it sits in the windowsill of her car, or in the front dash.
That's hilarious that she uses that. So, now, how long have you been doing CAD work, or 3D?
Really since February.
Very cool.
Yeah, and I was trying to figure stuff out, and the learning curve has been extremely steep, but it was enough for me to just keep fucking around, because I like it.
Yeah,
it was just a hobby.
And now you turn into a real thing. And that's the great thing about hobbies. You know, you find something, it's a niche market, you're able to tap into that. Next thing you know, that hobby comes a full time. Now, definitely like the colors, definitely like, now these PLA, ABS.
I'm doing PLA or PLA Plus, mostly silk.
Okay, yeah. Now, do you have a problem with the silk breaking on the roll? I used to have problems a lot.
No, not really. The environment that I'm in is really set up for it, so I haven't had issues yet. I'm actually about to move, so that's something I'm going to want to keep in mind.
Yeah. So, what type of printer are we using?
I picked up a fucking Ender 3 Pro.
Oh, great. Okay. Great.
Good start. But yeah. Oh, my God. No, I love it, but I also hate it. It has its pros and cons. I've had to work on it. I've had to upgrade it. And, you know, now I can do this and leave it. So I'm happy.
No, it's definitely cool. Now, have you had any printer malfunctions yet?
I wouldn't. Well, yeah. I've been trying to do a Baby Yoda for the full scale of the printer, just maximum size. I left it for 2 days. It's about a 3-day print. I get there. Everything is literally at the fucking end, I swear to God. This had 1 hour and 45 minutes left. I swear to fucking God. In 39 seconds. I come back in. All four of the gears have fallen off. The plate and all the clips have detached, and the plate is about cocked halfway out. I've got a bunch of string coming up.
That's funny.
That was the end of my rope. I had to start over.
We've had a couple of huge failures. One that destroyed the actual rubber part of the printer head. It got clogged, and then it started building up, and then it took out all the wiring and stuff. Oh, yeah, we had to replace that. So, luckily, you haven't had that. Flash Forge, I do like them, but they're okay. You know, I'm really looking at the, the Bamboo Labs. Really like them.
Said Bamboo Labs.
Yeah, well, you have the multicolor option, and from what I see online, all the prints just look really, really clean.
Yeah.
So, with that being said, now, what is the company name?
The company name right now would be Two Kings 3D.
Now, where does that come from?
That came from him and I. We were wanting to create some kind of business idea just in case this question was asked.
Yeah, but Two Kings, why Kings, why two?
And him and I were both business partners on this. We just wanted to be the two kings of this.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know if you guys were big in the medieval times or...
Oh, it was something we just tried to spin out off the top of our head. We smoked a couple and just thought about it.
No, what I was thinking you could do, sell these as a chess kit. You put the...
I've already got that in mind.
Really?
Chess sets, that would chess be... boards, chess sets.
Yeah,
because
you could just do the same thing of this. Pawns, everything. Yep. That's a great idea.
I've got tons of ideas that have been brought out just from the past 2 days. It's been fucking crazy.
Well, when you're at an event like this, it's easy to go ahead and start thinking of ideas because this is where the creativity is. This is where the passion is from people. All the energy, all that input that people are talking about. You know, this is the place to be. Now, is this the first time you've vended at a place or?
I've been to Cowboy Cup a couple of times. It's the first time for the venue. And I mean that sincerely, is like, I've never been here.
Gotcha.
So this is so much better than what I could have thought of. And the fact that we're going to have the space to work with just kind of blows my mind.
Yeah. So do you have any other events planned this year that you're doing? Anything that you're attending?
Not in the moment, but the fact that this is going so well, we're definitely going to have to plan some.
Yeah, no, I'd definitely say so. And that's the great thing, even with us, you know, we've only been around for a year and a half, almost 2 years.
Yeah.
So we're very, you know, micro and very new to the industry ourselves. But the level of influence that you can gain and the networking and the... just a relationship that you can build are just unparalleled when you show up to events like this. And that's why it's so important for you guys to get off the couch and come see us here at these events, because you just, the who's here, ideas are flowing, energy's rolling. I mean,
this is how I built it all up. I couldn't have thought of a lot of this stuff without people coming in, laughing at it, and then saying something.
Yeah. So, now, you said you're from Oklahoma?
Oh, yeah, I'm from Edmond.
So how far is that from here?
It's about an hour.
Okay, so you drove up here?
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you definitely got to make your way to Virginia and check out our scene. Now, we can't, we don't have dispensaries like you guys do, but we home grow.
All right.
And we got a pretty good scene out there.
All right. If you can make it in the house, that's my biggest thing.
Yeah, and then, so to wrap this up, how can we find you? How can we support you? Where are your products? Where can my viewers buy them?
Right now, it would just be going on Instagram and sending a DM about this. It's the Terp Tester, all one word, and it will come up. Joseph Hearn is going to be underneath it. You'll see it immediately. But tell them that you heard about the podcast and just send me a message.
Dude, that's awesome. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for bringing the fun and creativity to the world. I mean, guys, these are fucking cool. They're detailed. They're not going to fall over. You said you put a magnet on the bottom. We got these stuck to the fridge. Your wife's mom used to do this as a...
A friend of mine, her mother, is going to use all of these. She's just going fucking ballistic with them. That was like the kicker for most of this. That really pushed me forward.
That's awesome, dude. Well, guys, stay creative. Be creative. We got more podcasts on the way, and we'll see you guys soon.